Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show George Zimmerman cleans his guns to. The Cat Named Mo Show. The number one show with white supremacists that don't know he's black.
She knows. She knows. Hey.
Welcome back. We are the Cat Named Mo Show, making our way up to the top of the final hour, and so much more to give you. Stay tuned. More news, more conversation, and a chance to win dinner for two at Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill. That's right. Just hang on. I'm in with my crew. That includes the Rebel Becca.
Hey, hey.
It includes comedian Jim Gray.
What's up?
And Jerrica. Hey. And, of course, taking your calls at 1-800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025. The one and only Roland Mizell, always in charge of the ones and the twos, and those will be those numbers. Thank you so much for interacting with us via Twitter. At a Cat Named Mo is the Twitter handle. Follow me, I'll follow you back. If I do not respond to you during the show, sometimes we get hectic and it's a little bit to deal with, but I certainly, after I get home from my half-hour ride, will go through everyone and try and respond in kind. Nicole Justine, thank you for giving me the names of some brand new songs. I believe 70 times 7 or Okay, I Believe You, But My Tummy Gun Don't are a couple of the songs. Brit So Much is working with her little sweethearts doing Pokemon. Or Pokemon, otherwise I'll be chastised. It's not Pokemon, it's Pokemon. Is there a difference? Mon or man? Do we really care?
We say Pokemans to be funny.
Okay,
so
okay.
I don't think it really matters.
All right.
You say what you want.
My boy, my only listener out in Iraq, Jay Ward, also a Toad the Wet Sprocket fan. So thank you for that suggestion, Steve, in your continuing efforts to keep me black. Senior Awesomeness said, can we not have her read the news again? I can only assume that he's referring to you. Our boy Andrew Wessel says, I feel people only attack Pence as another attack on Trump. They wouldn't care otherwise. He may be right about that. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see, again, if this Pence pick is detrimental or beneficial to Trump. Argos at the Gozer the Gozerian, Throwing Copper was a great album. Indeed, it was a great album. And that goes back to our live conversation that we were having about what a great band they were. Okay, I think that pretty much encapsulated everything on Twitter. Again, at a Cat Named Mo, please follow me. Please follow the Facebook page. We like to post a lot of different things up. I'm going to be posting the video I shot for a band called American Supermodel. Shane Cohn, Brian Sobchak, a couple of the names that were in the band, two others. And I used to hang out with them back in the day, and they are reuniting, going to be out at Skipper's Smokehouse next Saturday for the first time. And I think what might be a decade, we'll have them in the studio. Jerrica, are you ready to read the sad news, sing the sad news?
Sure.
Okay, what is the headline that you will be singing, Jerrica, if you will?
Zika virus.
We are about to, okay, because the Zika virus is still going strong.
Yes.
Okay, and is this a local story?
No, it's in New York.
New York? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. New York, yeah. We got a lot of people from New York down here. Go back. I'm teasing. But Jerrica is now going to do a segment where we call Jerrica Sings the News. Mm-hmm.
Go. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let me do that again. Let me do that again. Let me try that. It's called an intro. Let me try that again.
Okay.
We are now about to do a segment where we call in a continuing effort here at the Cat Named Mo Show to make the horrible world's news more palatable on a Saturday afternoon. Jerrica sings the news.
This represents the first recorded occurrence of female-to-male sexual transmission of Zika virus. The woman described as being in her 20s and not pregnant had sex with her partner the day she returned to New York.
Shut up and let her sing this song. That's great. You're doing great. Go ahead.
According to the report, the man did not notice any blood on his uncircumcised penis that could have been associated with any vaginal bleeding or open lesions on his genitals. Immediately following intercourse. That's all I can do right now. This is crazy.
Right there. Oh, man. That might be the funniest thing all week right there.
That's
so impressive.
You are fantastic.
Wow.
Let us now go to the phones because it's time to give away a dinner for two. Entrees only. Entrees only. If you want an appetizer, you got to pay for that yourself and drink. But I'm going to give you a meal for two out at Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill. Let us go to the first call. I'll take them in the order that we receive them. Nighttime Weirdo, can you attend tonight?
Yes, I can. Can I take my mom as a date? She's 80 years old. She's hilarious. She's beautiful. She's amazing. And she's just, I would love to take her.
As long as she's got her teeth, sure. You know.
She's got some of them. She's got. And by the way, I got to give credit, dude. I must confess to the genesis of that hand modeling joke. I hacked it from your Sephardic sister on the BDRS. It was Anna. She originated it. And I didn't even realize. It was such a good joke. I didn't even realize when I was in the moment with you guys that I'd stolen it from her. I apologize. I'll never be a hack again.
That's okay.
Oh, by the way, dude, can I go with Roland? You're all smart and funny, but I put my money on Roland.
All right, all right. You just did the first dumb thing. Hold on. All right, put Nighttime Weirdo down for Roland. Robbie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you go to the Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill tonight if you are the winner?
Absolutely.
Who will you be taking, Robbie, if you don't mind me asking?
Probably send a text message out and see whoever...
I like Robbie. Robbie casts a wide net, sees what he brings up, and then he makes his choice from there. I like your style, Robbie. Hold on. You have between Rebecca and Jerrica.
Jerrica's got a good voice. I'll take Jerrica.
There you go, right there.
Thank you.
I'll shut up. Jack, are you there, Jack?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jack, who will you be taking out to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill tonight if you should be the victor?
I'm taking my fiance Emma, and I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the BDRS. I love you and Johnny B together. It's a great show.
I got to hang up on you now.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Thank you. Hold on, Robbie. You are with Rebecca. Let's put you on hold right there. Okay, here we go. This is a let me see if I got some game show music here. I'm pretty sure that I do. Let me go through. I had some Jeopardy music. here we go. Let's see if we can probably use this right here. Let's see. Make sure it's okay.
Blackard.
That's what we'll do right here. All right, there you go. Okay. Jim, I'm not trying to keep you out of this, but you're too smart for this particular game.
There are other
colors. We only have three people. I can't. Damn it. Hold on. Let me.
You got a female.
I know, but
I'm just saying.
You're too smart. I can't.
It wouldn't
Hold
be
on.
Fair to
Christina.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I would love to have Jim be the fourth person in this game, but I think he would. You know what I'm saying, Christina?
Heard.
All right, listen.
I hear
you. All right, listen, Christina. I'm going to put you on hold, and if I'm going to win, when the game is done, I'll come back to you. And who are you going to take?
My husband, David.
All right, hold on. Hold on. I'm not. Just hold on throughout the game, okay?
Take your time out.
All right, thank you. See, I like Christina. All right, Rebecca.
She sounds nice.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jerrica, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Roland, are you ready? Will you keep score for me, Jim?
Yes, I guess.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give you the name of a book, and I'm going to give you two alternate titles. You won't know which one is which. That is up for you to determine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Book or BS? For Jennifer Two at Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill, Gandy McDill, Liz Hollister performing at 8. Tell me which one of these is the actual name of the book. The Sun Also Rises, The Sun Is Hot Man, or Sunshine on My Shoulder Makes Me Happy?
Roland.
Roland, go first.
Yeah, The Sun Also Rises.
Jerrica?
The Sun Also Rises.
The Sun Also Rises.
Okay, you have those down, correct? They all picked one. Okay, here is number two, book or BS. Which one is the book? Which one is the actual? Oh, which one is the book?
All right.
Okay, here we go. To Kill a Mockingbird, To Kill a Black Guy You Stopped in Traffic for a Busted Taillight, or To Kill Them All and Let God Sort Them Out? Let's go with Rebecca first.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay, let's go with
Jerrica. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Although I think the second may be a title eventually.
To Kill a Black Guy You Stopped in Traffic
eventually,
for a Busted Taillight.
Somebody's going to write that book.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay, all right. They all picked that one. Let's go to a number three. Now, no gas, no size. You don't want to give away anything, except the fact that we got to start the music back over. Okay. Book three. Which one is the actual book? Which one is the actual, which one is not? The Tommy Gunners, The Tommy Knockers, The Tommy Lees. Rebecca.
The Tommy Knockers.
Jerrica.
Tommy Lees.
Okay, Roland.
Tommy Gunners.
Okay. Did you get that? Okay, got it. Well, Roland said the Tommy Gunners. Jerrica said the Tommy Lees. And Rebecca said the Tommy Knockers. Let's go to number four. Book or BS? No size. No, ooh, I know it. Don't want to give it away. You got what we got, right? You know who's the leader right now, right? Right,
yeah,
Jim? Gotcha. All right, gotcha. I knew you did.
Me.
Okay.
I can tell you that right now.
I love you, brother. All right, here we go. Number one. Do androids dream of electric sheep? Do sheep dream of Kentucky farmers? And number three, do androids say humala babala zebala bop when they dream? I will give you those three again. Do androids dream of electric sheep? Do sheep dream of Kentucky farmers? And finally, do androids say humala babala zebala bop when they dream? Jerrica, you go first.
Do androids dream something sheep?
Of electric sheep.
Yep, mm-hmm, yeah, that one.
Okay, Rebecca.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Okay, and let's go with Roland.
Man, I was going to choose that one, but now that they both have, I think I want to go with the second one. Do sheep dream of Kentucky farmers?
Do sheep dream of Kentucky farmers? You have that correct. All right, and finally, Booker BS, the first and only time we'll ever play this game. No, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of liking it. Here we go for tickets to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill. And there are some people on the phone right now that are really regretting their choices.
Yes.
Here we go. Booker BS, The Basketball Diaries, The Football Memoirs, or The Hockey Periodicals? What say you, Roland?
The Basketball.
Basketball Diaries?
Diaries, yeah.
Rebecca?
Basketball Diaries.
Jerrica?
Football Memoirs.
The Football Memoirs. Okay, there we have it. Let's go to here we are. Now we'll find out who our winner is. Okay, I asked you to give me the actual book as opposed to the alternate title, the BS title. The books were The Sun Also Rises, The Sun Is Hot Man, and Sunshine on My Shoulder Makes Me Happy. You all chose The Sun Also Rises. Mm-hmm. correct?
Correct.
All right. Then we have right there. We have three winners right there because the correct title, of course, is The Sun Also Rises. Sunshine on My Shoulders Makes Me Happy is, I believe, I want to say it's a John Denver song, if I'm not mistaken. John Denver sang that. Of course, we know that Ernest Hemingway wrote The Sun Also Rises. But the sun is hot. I gotta be honest with you.
It is warm.
It is warm. Okay. Second question was, To Kill a Mockingbird, To Kill a Black Guy You Stopped in Traffic for a Busted Taillight, or To Kill Them All and Let God Sort Them Out. What were the choices that each person made, Jim, our game show assistant?
They all chose To Kill a Mockingbird.
They all chose To Kill a Mockingbird. And once again, you are all correct right there. To Kill a Mockingbird is, of course, the title. Kill them all and let God sort them out. If I'm not mistaken, isn't that a
self-help book?
No, it's a
self-help book.
I believe it's a Megadeth album. Metallica. Kill them all. Yeah, kill them all. Harper Lee, of course, is the authoress of To Kill a Mockingbird. It was the only book she ever wrote. Posthumously, they released a sequel to it, but everybody.
Oh, she didn't have a follow up, How to Cook a Mockingbird?
Oh, that was perfect.
That joke was so bad it killed music. It literally killed music.
It literally did. It literally did. I didn't even have to say anything. That joke sucked that much. That the music just said, I'm out. The Jeopardy organization said we cannot be associated with something so stupid as that joke.
Well-timed punchline.
Dummy. All right. The next question, because so far we have no clear winner, right?
It's a tie. It's a
tie. All right. This is where it gets interesting.
Yep.
I said I gave you three books. One is a book, two are BS. The choices were The Tommy Gunners, The Tommy Knockers, and The Tommy Lees.
Hey, can I just say for a second, I can't believe anyone got this wrong.
I thought it was a push.
Wasn't this a movie?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe it was the book that Roland read. And
I think you're right.
Yes, it's the only book. It's the only Stephen King book with aliens.
You're right.
Yes. Dummy. Roland, which one did you pick?
Oh, the first one.
Tommy
Gunners, yeah.
Jerrica, which one did you pick?
Tommy Lee. Yeah,
Tommy Lee is the drummer for Motley Crue.
I don't know.
Although it'd make a hell of a book.
It might be a good book.
In Mexico, he might have his own documentary that she might be thinking of.
The Tommy Lee.
I might not be wrong.
No, you're wrong. You're 100% wrong. And Rebecca, you chose?
Tommy Knockers.
The Tommy Knockers, correct.
I love Stephen King. So.
Tommy Lee. You read the book, Roland.
It was not the name of the book. It was something else. Close Encounters or something.
You idiot. Okay, here we go. Question four. One is a book, two are BS. Do androids dream of electric sheep? Do sheep dream of Kentucky farmers? And do androids say humla babla zebla bop when they dream? What did you say, Rebecca?
They dream of electric sheep.
Do androids dream of electric sheep? You said, Jerrica.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
And Roland.
Do sheep dream of Kentucky farmers?
They probably do, but that is not a book.
I gotta
give you that. Both Jerrica and Rebecca are right. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep was a book written by Philip K. Dick and is the source material for my favorite movie of all times, Blade Runner. That is what the movie was based upon. A little bit. It bears very little resemblance to the book, the movie, but it was certainly the inspiration for it. Finally, right now, Rebecca, you're in the lead. I asked you these three titles: The Basketball Diaries, The Football Memoirs, or The Hockey Periodicals.
I like that.
You chose, Roland.
I went with the Basketball Diaries.
Jerrica, you went with?
football memoir.
That is probably a
she
book,
read
though.
That right after the Tommy Lee's. It was a nice night for her. She took a bath, she read the Tommy Lee's, and then she read the football memoirs.
And Rebecca, you chose
Basketball Diaries,
which would make Rebecca the winner anyway, because he had the one over. And yes, it is not the football memoirs, but the Basketball Diaries right there. So there you go. That means, hold on, who had that? Jack!
Woo!
Who did you say you were going to take with you, Jack, out to Love's Artifacts?
My fiance, Emma.
That is beautiful. I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to give me your first and last name. All you need to do is show up there tonight, sometime after seven, around dinner time. Give them make sure you have your ID, and I'll have you on notice as Jack and Emma coming through. Make sure, don't tell your last name over the air, but give it to Roland and your phone number, okay, my friend?
Thank you so much, Mo.
Enjoy the dinner, my friend. You're going to have a blast. Oh, cool. Nighttime weirdo, don't ever pick Roland again. That's all I can tell you. And thank you, my friend. Robbie, sorry about that, man. Jericho was almost the winner right there.
No big.
If you want to go out on a date with her, I can arrange that.
Not going to happen, sure. Sorry.
I can't. She won't allow me. And Christina, I'm a hold on. I'm looking for something to do with you, okay?
Cool.
All right, hold on 1 second. Put Christina on hold, and there you have it. That is our first time and only time Booker BS. When we come back, we had in there that, what did we have? We had in there this discussion about I wanted to talk a little bit. I'm trying to decide if I want to, though, because it might end up being a heavy subject that I don't want to necessarily delve into. But maybe I will. I'll give you guys a chance to speak your piece. I'm having an issue with this Black Lives Matter movement. I really am.
That's because no one likes you.
they won't let me in. You're right. Damn it, you just blew the tease. I'll tell you why when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.